In this bulletin, concerns over the expansion of a COVID-19 outbreak in Melbourne's north. The Australian Bureau of Statistics says there'll be more support for culturally diverse communities in the upcoming census trial run. And in sport, Geelong prepares to face Richmond for the AFL Grand Final in Brisbane. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Victoria's Health Department is urging students and families from East Preston Islamic College in Croxton School to take a COVID-19 test in response to a northern suburbs outbreak. Both schools will be shut for 14 days so officials can track the spread of the virus, while community leaders have met with the Premier as part of the response. Premier Daniel Andrews insists material is being translated for culturally diverse communities and interpreters are on hand to explain the health messages.
The vast majority of people can speak English and speak English well, but we have that as a sort of safety valve, if you like, to make sure that if anyone does need things to be explained in more detail, then we have the adequate staff.
Victoria's recorded 7 new cases and no deaths, while the state has also reached its target of 5 for the rolling 14-day average. New South Wales Health is urging people to be COVID-safe and limit household gatherings to 20, with the strong recommendation of 10, as fans prepare to watch the AFL and NRL Grand Finals this weekend. The state continued to record no new locally acquired COVID-19 cases for the second day in a row. 5 cases of overseas acquired COVID-19 have been reported, involving travellers who are now in hotel quarantine. Dr. Stephen Corbett from New South Wales Health says vigilance must be maintained.
New South Wales Health continues to appeal to the community to come forward for testing right away if anyone has even the mildest of symptoms, like a runny nose, scratchy throat, cough, fever, or other symptoms that could be COVID-19.
Armenian Australians in Sydney have held a protest involving a car convoy in March, calling on the Australian government to condemn the fighting between Armenia and Azerbaijan over Nagorno-Karabakh. The region is internationally recognised as part of Azerbaijan, but populated by ethnic Armenians, and is the source of recent fighting, which has been described as the worst outbreak in more than 25 years. Armenian National Committee of Australia Executive Director Hank Kazarian says the Australian government should be condemning the death of civilians. Members of the Azerbaijani community in Sydney have also gathered to protest. Sydney-based Nizami Jafarov, whose family is in Azerbaijan, says he's worried about their safety.
Every day we hear news about people dying, and it is stressful. We just want to, and you know, international community, including Australia, being part of the global international community, to hear the voice and do something and help us out, at least in a diplomatic arena, to understand what is it we are suffering with.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics says it's learned from the 2016 online census outage and is well prepared for the upcoming census trial run. On Tuesday, 100,000 Australian households will take part. The ABS says changes have been implemented to the system after a series of cyber attacks forced the census website to go offline in August 2016. Census Executive Director Andrew Henderson says there will be better support for Indigenous and culturally diverse communities who can only complete their forms in English.
We will have a really, really robust, well-tested system to actually make sure that the message is coming not just from us, so where the government trusts us, but people's voices that they trust every day will be passing the message on for us.
The Greens Party has secured a record 6 seats in the ACT Assembly following final counting of votes in the territory election. Chief Minister Andrew Barr will govern again in minority with the Greens after Labor secured 10 seats in the Assembly. The Liberals head into the new term with 9 seats out of the 25-seat Assembly. An official declaration of the poll will take place on Wednesday. And in sport, Geelong and Richmond are preparing to compete in the first AFL Grand Final outside of Victoria tonight, being held in Brisbane. Richmond coach Damien Hardwick is brushing aside controversies and incidents involving player Tom Lynch that were under match review scrutiny. Starcats player Gary Ablett will farewell the game this weekend, but Geelong fans are hoping the Tigers won't overshadow his departure with a win. Former AFL coach Ross Lyon has told AFL.com Geelong's defence is strong and Richmond's speed will be the aspect to watch.
Yeah, I think they're both in great form. Really strong around the ball. We're feeling really good, full availability. When you break it down, when you think of Richmond over the last, you think of speed.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny 34. Adelaide, cloudy 17. Melbourne, shower 213. Hobart, cloudy 13. Canberra, showers 14. Wollongong, showers wind easing 16. Sydney, showers windy 17. Newcastle, similar conditions 18. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm 30. Cairns, partly cloudy 33. And Darwin, much the same, 33 degrees. This is SBS News.